I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing good. Leslie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
We're back to the back-to-back double face, deciding who we want to look at.
Exactly. Feeling very vain for staring at myself. So trying to look down at the camera lens. So I'm looking into the viewers' souls.
Oh, see, but I thought it was like... Because, you know, when you're taking a selfie, like, you're supposed to look at yourself. That's how you, like, look at the camera. Because when I look at the camera, I look cross-eyed.
Oh, really?
We have been talking for an hour. And granted, my dogs have been misbehaved the majority of the time.
But they weren't loud, though.
No, this barking is new. And I'm very frustrated. All right.
It's just them noticing something going on. I think... The explorers might wonder why you're not used to it by now.
Because they only do it when I'm like recording, I feel like. They haven't barked though since like old moon, old us.
Yeah, no, they've been pretty quiet.
Sometimes they'll fight.
Yeah. Yeah, but nothing that you have to like throw in the elevator music for.
Where I'm like beating the fuck out of them. They're also elderly now.
She just admitted to multiple crimes, guys.
they're just, I don't beat, obviously. They have matching hoodies, but they just, you know, I just need to refocus them.
Yeah, I get that. You just gotta talk to them. Sometimes you gotta use your loud voice because they're hard of hearing.
And it's been proven that dogs understand the words that you're saying. So like.
Mm-hmm. So then they should understand tone, you could argue too.
I think that's what they mainly understand.
Oh, see? All right. See, we just figured it out, guys. I don't know what we were trying to figure out, but we did it.
I don't know. It's kind of late. It's 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I gardened. I don't know if you gardened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Significantly.
Yeah. So that's okay. We're just, you know.
I think we're just ready to roll, honestly.
Rock and rumble.
Yeah. And just... I am really excited because you take it, but I'm just excited how you set this up. It was really, it got me hyped.
Oh, did it? Okay. Yeah. Well, I know we've just talked about silly things. I feel like for so long, we've had so much fun lately, but like, I want to be spooked, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know why it just came to my mind that I thought, you know, let's talk about ghost towns and
yeah.
So I Googled like the scariest ghost towns and I didn't just do Colorado because like, I know we've got some, you know, ghost towns in Colorado, but I did the scariest ghost towns in America. And I decided on, Jerome, Arizona.
Okay.
So I actually, it's funny. I decided on that. And then as I was doing research, I was like, you know, this sounds kind of familiar. Because, you know, I have cousins who live in Arizona and, one of my cousins had a crazy experience that I remember to this day. Like they have a video of it and they posted it on Instagram and I saw it and I was like, I remember it just blew my mind. And so as I'm like doing research, I'm like, this sounds kind of familiar. So I messaged him and I was like, hey, like, is this the same place? And he confirmed it was. And he confirmed that I can talk about it tonight. And he confirmed that he has video of it somewhere. And if I ask very nicely, I'm sure he would be very willing to dig it up for us that we could post. So, yeah, we're talking about.
We are getting the juicy stuff tonight.
The juice. gross. We're talking about, like I said, Jerome, Arizona, which is a town in. Arizona. Let's see here. In I'm sure I'm gonna butcher this, Yavapai County. So it was a town that was founded in the late 19th century on Cleopatra Hill, which I love. Beautiful.
That's really interesting. Okay.
Overlooking the Verde Valley. It's just north of Phoenix. And so it's, you know, pretty easy to get to. And it was founded because it was a copper mining town. Mm. Now, geologists think that it was such a great copper town because it was, I had to look it up. It basically, they think there was a volcano that sat there gajillions of years ago. And so there's this, like, there's a term for it where it, like, creates a circle underneath the volcano, and it has the rocks are, like, really turn into copper, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that's why they say it's such a great copper town. And there were a lot of mine fires. And so a lot of men very tragically died in the fires. They came from, there's names like that are Italian. There are people from Spain that came. Just all sorts of people came to try to, you know, get the American mm-hmm. dream. And with that, there also were brothels and lots of mm-hmm. Gambling and just lots of death.
Mm.
So when the mine finally went out of business, I don't know the year, because of all the fires, it just mm-hmm. completely disintegrated and became a ghost town.
Wow.
Now it's a little bit more, well, it's not a little bit more. Now it's much more tourist. It's a very big tourist town.
Okay.
With the basically ruins of the ghost town still intact, you basically mm-hmm. just, like, they've built around it. So you can still go into, like, the ghost town. There's, like, an abandoned high school. There are lots of abandoned buildings that you can still look at. But mm-hmm. there are also very functioning, like, stores. And there's a hotel and restaurants in the town.
That is so crazy to me.
I think that's smart.
It is, but it's just crazy that it's in America, because, like, that's mm-hmm. something you hear in Europe, that, like, the European countries, like, did with all of their monuments, and their city grew around them. Like, America doesn't normally do that. That's really cool.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is cool. And it just holds on to the memories, you know, and the mm-hmm. the ghosts and the spirits. It's mostly known for the Jerome Grand Hotel, which was basically after it was abandoned, a family came in and purchased a bunch of land and buildings and turned the old hospital into mm-hmm. this hotel.
Hmm.
So naturally, it's haunted as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. It was a hospital. Yeah. It's estimated that 9,000 people have died in this one location.
Wow.
And so that's where a lot of the ghost stories are. That's actually not where my cousin's experiences are, which I think is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Adventures went there.
Oh,
my boyfriend, Zach Bagans.
Still waiting to hear from you, but yep.
One day I'll go. And it was like a season. It was like season four. Actually, it was, Google said it was season four, but it was season five on Amazon Prime. Little liars. He looked so young. It was before he started wearing it. He was wearing his respiratory mask, but it was, like, mm-hmm. before the glasses. It was before the hat, so he had a full head of hair when he did his faux hawk. So it's like the ghost adventures that, like, you and I
grew up on.
Yes.
Where the face mask didn't seem so silly.
Yeah, right. And, like, he wasn't, like, actually screaming.
Yeah, it actually seemed like it was something that he medically needed.
Yeah. Well, and Nick was there too. Like, that's how far it was. It was mm-hmm. the whole gang was still together. And he took his shirt off because apparently, like, actually, that was the episode afterwards. It was, he kept taking his shirt off because the nuns choked people with tattoos. So he, like, wanted to, like, show his tattoos off. I love him so much. I just want him to be my boyfriend.
I think he's so problematic.
Oh my God, he's the worst, but that's why I love him. Like, I just shamelessly am obsessed with him.
All right. All right. Well, what did your boyfriend, Zach Bagans, and everyone yeah. else tell you about this area?
So they just, you know, obviously they had crazy ghostly encounters and they screamed and they were like, it's the most haunted location ever. I'm sure they got a couple of EVPs that talked about like murders that had happened there. And so I highly recommend if you have 45 minutes of your life to just go and giggle.
Okay.
But I went to Reddit because I was thinking, you know, we want scary, like we wanted something scary. And so I was thinking that the scariest one we've ever done is the Skinwalkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it just was scary because we just went on Reddit and just looked up like people's real life stories.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's fucking scary.
Yes. Well, and like the Travel Channel might do 10 most haunted places, but they're going to take like it's all fluffy and they don't get into the nitty gritty. But Reddit is prized and well known for getting into the nitty gritty.
Exactly. So do you want my cousin's story first or do you want the Reddit stories first?
I actually am really dying to hear your cousins because your cousin and their sister helped make our intro music. So yes. While like I haven't maybe talked to them in person ever, I still have mad love for them. So like yeah. I really am dying to hear their experience.
Okay. And you do know them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yeah. my cousins. So, mm-hmm. Okay. So it's Bear, experienced. He went with, his girlfriend at the time and mm-hmm. they, here, I'll just pull up his message for us. Stand by. I said I was prepared and now I'm not. Rats. Okay. he didn't tell me like exactly like word for word, but I can just so they were at the abandoned high school in the basement and they went on a ghost tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they on the ghost tour, I remember they had a spirit box and they had, ooh. Yeah, like the ghost tour like provided this shit.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure they had a digital voice recorder. So
that was that's like a ghost hunt, not a ghost tour.
Yeah, right. Like a ghost hunt tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like my fucking dream. Can we just say how great that would be?
That sounds phenomenal.
Dreams. And honestly, this is making me want, oh my God, my animals, this is making me want to go and explore something. Like, I know we've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
My entire desk just shook because of my
it did.
Fucking animals. I lost my train of thought.
So it's getting you in the mood to like go exploring.
Yeah, I really do want to go and fucking do something, not just the graveyards, because I do that all the time. I want something crazy. Yeah. So they were in the abandoned high school in the basement. And so my cousin Bear has a dead name, and while they were there, so nobody knows that name. I mean, it was on his credit card, but like people weren't there, you know what I mean, like they didn't and his girlfriend obviously knew it, but she didn't call him that, and no one else on the tour had their dead name, and the spirit box said his dead name.
Oh my gosh.
And
I would shit my pants.
Yeah, no, and I remember listening to it, like I watched it on, I think he posted it on Instagram at the time, and I was like, holy fuck, like it was so clear. It was clear as day that they said it.
And so it wasn't like what it could, where it's like right. It was legit, like when you're someone like, said it
right. So it's not like it's something that you can confuse with like right, it's not like it's like Brett. I don't even know a name that would
it's not a name that could be misinterpreted, like it was clearly what it was.
And so I'm like, I can't decide if they were like trying to like show their power to be like, this is how powerful I am. Because he said he didn't feel like it was malevolent, but that's what basically made him from a skeptic to a believer. Because the whole time he's like, that, you know, this is whatever. This is stupid. Mm-hmm. This is stupid. And then when they say his name, well, then when they say their dead name, like,
mm-hmm.
that's terrifying.
That's okay. So I've never thought about it this way because I feel like I've always been a believer. And I think like the explorers know, like I've talked about my dreams and like the mm-hmm. sleep paralysis that I have and stuff. So, and I've had that from a really young age. So I feel like I have always believed.
Yeah.
It's never been a question. I always believed. So like to go from a skeptic to a believer has to be like so discombobulating.
And I feel like it's kind of violating.
Yeah. To like in that totally manner, morph your brain. Yeah.
Like
you can't argue. Like in the moment, you could not argue. Like you couldn't talk yourself out of it.
No. And I guess you could have left. Like they didn't. They stayed on the tour. Like, but I guess you could have like left. But that just seems so. Yeah. So I can't decide. Are they being mean? Are they being in that time and being judgmental and shitty and what have you? Or are they just saying, you know, trying to show Bear, like, you don't believe me? Like, you don't think that I'm real?
Yeah.
Hold my beer. He just laughed. He just did the laughing emoji. He didn't answer my question. And I think he thought it was like rhetoric or something like that. But, it's like, I don't know. I can't decide if they're just being shitty or not.
I think that it just depends on how they felt in the moment. Like your cousin, how your cousin mm-hmm. felt in the moment. Because like their instinct is going to be what defines that. Because I wasn't there feeling those feelings, I don't know if I could really understand. But if you're feeling like it's not scary or mean, and maybe it is just like a trickster ghost or something, like saying like, look what I can do.
Right.
Whoa, cool trick. And like maybe ghosts can identify the believers and the skeptics in some way. Maybe there's something in our aura that we give off, something that they just being from a different plane know. And at the time, those ghosts knew that your cousin needed to have their reality flipped.
Yeah. Yeah. He even said like he didn't think that one was malevolent, but he said a lot of bad shit happened down there that they learned about. He didn't elaborate. I looked up like the abandoned high school and things like that, and on YouTube I saw a lot of like travel vlogs, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but it was really just that. It was vlogs. It wasn't necessarily about the history of the town. You know, mm-hmm. I asked like why is it so violent, and it just said well it was violent and because it was a mining town, because you had a lot mm-hmm. of transients, because mm-hmm. you know there were a lot of brothels, there was a red light district, mm-hmm. and it just came with the territory essentially.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he just, like I said, I'm just looking, he just said a lot of bad shit happened down there. Mm-hmm. I'm wrong, I'm the worst. In the basement he was touched. Sorry.
Oh.
His dead name was said at the cemetery, at the old abandoned cemetery, which I did look up. I did find some of the graves there are from like 1905. I mean, like old mm-hmm. as fuck is when they died, mm-hmm. not even when they were born.
Holy
so
fuck.
Yeah. So yeah, the name happened at the cemetery. I'm sorry, but he was touched in the basement, which I've never been touched.
I have. It's very traumatizing.
Well, you got yanked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that was angry.
Yeah, she didn't like you. You were talking shit about her girl.
I think she really liked Craig. And I think like,
oh, she was upset that you were taking away attention.
Because Craig, I think that, okay, I've never like dived into this part of what I think. I've just kind of told the facts. Mm-hmm. But I think that whatever pulled my hair was following us, spending time with us on the tour. Like they picked us.
Ew,
and they
gross.
Were like, I want to hang out with these guys. Cause they saw Craig playing with my hair and playing a prank and pulling it through the entire tour.
And mimicked it. That's why I made that face.
But it got mad at me because I smacked him. Cause it happened right after I smacked it. Like, and it was a playful like smack, but I turned around and smacked him and they were like, and I think that she didn't like that I put my hands on him and she yanked my hair to the point where it burned.
I think you may be onto something because you also just glitched the majority of that time. I kind of heard what you were saying, but your entire face was glitching that entire time. So I think you're right.
Cool. Love that.
So for she's me. Still with Please. You.
Mm-mm. Please go.
Love that for you. She's like, yeah, bitch, you're right. You were talking about my man. It wasn't even the tour guide. It was Craig.
She's like, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she was annoying. I disliked her as well. But him, mm-mm.
If you would have just made fun of her, you're right. But because you touched him, mm-mm. So is there anything with the cemetery other than just being like super old? Like
old and creepy?
Were there any stories about places in this town?
Like I said, I got Reddit, so I'll pull up Reddit. Mm-hmm. So I don't have very much, like I was, but okay. So this is from user LuckyJ151, and this was as recent as 3 years, 3 months ago. Excuse me. And so he said that he used to give the history tours in Jerome. Quote: "This is the least worrisome fact. The town is literally paved with human remains." Mr. Clark ran the mine, was charging a lot of money to be buried in the cemetery. And apparently there was a strike that the miners did. And after the strike, he gave the workers a cheaper option. They could have their bodies thrown into a copper smelter. And from that, they would basically be paved into the road. And most people took this affordable option. And the remains came out in the stag and were thrown over the hill. 3 years after the fires that burned the majority of the town to the ground in 1899, they became incorporated and made a rule that you could no longer build out of wood and stone because they were afraid it was going to burn down. So they used concrete from the slag that was in the copper smelter. He says it's everywhere. If you go to the smelter, look around the walls, all of those pieces are black. All the pieces that are black are slag with human remains. The walls, the sidewalks, the streets, everything.
I'm in shock. That's got to be... I bet that there are a lot of people that are there for different reasons, whether it's regrets or they liked being there, whatever the reason might be.
Mm-hmm.
Every place has its good parts and its bad parts, I'm sure. But like, I'm sure there are a lot of spirits that are tethered there. Ugh.
Well, it's natural, right? That's a natural element. And they say, excuse me, like copper. Specifically, like spirits are attracted to copper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that natural element. So I just can imagine if it's literally in the ground that you're walking on. Yeah, it's just going to hold on to the memory of those spirits.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I always wonder too, like, because in my mind, a spirit could be tethered to like a place that it has like a memory or a strong feeling. Like, what if there are these old timey like spirits stuck there because of the atrocities that happened in this town? And when you say mining town, I assume it's a lot like the other mining towns you've talked about where there were strikes and there were probably illegal steps taken during those strikes.
Probably.
Definitely not going to be unique to one mining town over another. Brothels bring on a whole different dynamic of abuse.
Yeah.
And so, of course, you think of those old timey ghosts that are like traumatized and like stuck there, maybe on a more regretful or angry level. But then like, what about a tourist that just had a really great time and you just see like some dad walking around in sandals and socks and a fanny pack amongst the pissed off like, ghosts? And he's like, I'm just having a good time.
He's like taking selfies. I really, he's like sending his postcards.
I really enjoyed the tours. That touch was meaningful.
I hope so. I hope that he's living his best life.
But isn't that like weird to think about that we probably have different generations of ghosts just existing together?
That is weird. I was actually just listening to The Other World and she was talking about, it was one of the girls, she was talking about how she was in this like limbo and she was seeing people that were like of all walks of life, and they were surprised like she could see them and like they could see her because she was like kind of dead, kind of alive. And that's just kind of what that makes me think of.
That just made me,
it's like, yeah, I do,
very uncomfortable.
Oh no, why?
I don't know,
just the idea.
Yeah, I think I'm still a little blocked with that stuff because it kind of scares me, so I block it because I can't be scared of it.
Oh well, I mean, I wanted to scare you.
This is why I'm into the weird shit. Yeah, no, it works. Every time you give me a scary story, I'm like,
I mean, that is really weird to think about, though. Like, you have, you know, pioneers and pilgrims with, like, fucking Liam from One Direction. That's weird.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
R.I.P. Yeah,
that just hit me somewhere deep in my soul.
Yeah, to right. All. To all yeah. The above, mm-hmm. As long as you're
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that sucks. Like, so there's dead bot people in the walls.
Wow,
that makes sense. Okay. That there's so many fires, they were like, okay, no more, like, no more wood. Like, we cannot. And even no more brick.
We're clearly not good at this. Yeah, we're clearly not good at, because brick, yeah, because bricks, like, how do bricks catch on fire? I thought that they were, I mean, I know that they're wolf huffing and puffing resistant, but I didn't know if they were fire resistant too.
I thought they were fire resistant. So obviously it just got really hot, which makes sense if there's like a copper smelter, like it has to be so hot that it melts the copper. Like, I'm curious if that's what's maybe causing the fires. Like, I don't
know.
That's
weird. Yeah. Like, so for a whole town to just decide like,
no more. We're going to completely cut this entire building material out of our list. Wow.
Okay.
Mm-mm. All right. So then I have, this is a long one.
Ooh.
This is, it's an unsolved mystery of a murder that took place in one of the brothels mm-hmm. in Jerome.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. In 1931, Sammy Dean would be found strangled to death on the floor of the suite that she lived in a brothel, which, and also I forgot, Jerome is also called the wickedest town in America. It very proudly holds that title, and it's everywhere in town. And so it says four prominent suspects came to light, but none were arrested in Sammy's death. So it's still an unsolved mystery. So I'll just read a little bit about her. This was written by user Tara Calco's bike, and she is a podcast host. It looks like it's called Across State Lines. So I did not listen, but did read this. So Marie Juanita Lovelace, who would later go by the name Sammy Dean, was born in 1892 in Texas to her parents Oscar Lovelace and Virginia Lee Lovelace. When Sammy Dean was 3 years of age, her father would pass away, and 1 year later, her mother passed away. When 1 year later, her mother remarried. Her stepfather was named James Landwehrmeyer, and was a fellow widower with 4 children from his first marriage. James and Jenny would go on to have another child of their own named Leo, and this second husband would die shortly after 1905, which left the family struggling to make ends meet. They then moved to Dallas, Texas in 1910, and her mother would gain employment at a factory that produced overalls. Later that year, Sammy would go on to work at the Sanger Brothers Dried Good and Clothing Stores. Come 1914, according to the census, Sammy was no longer living in Dallas, Texas. And she basically falls off the face of the earth for 6 additional more years. At some point, she marries a man named George Dean, who was described as only a gambler, and were marked in the 1920 census back in Dallas. He was a proprietor of a cigar shop. Once again, in 1920, Sammy would disappear from the record. It was rumored that she had been taken to work as a sex worker in Colorado before winding up in Jerome. On July 10th, 1931, Sammy was spotted by a neighbor stating that she had been wearing a green dress. Sammy had also made plans around noon to spend the day with her friends. Around 8:30 a.m., a witness had seen a white man in a Panama hat enter Sammy's home, but it was never determined who this man was or why he was entering. Later that afternoon, when her friends came knocking on her door at their scheduled time, no one answered. Once 6 p.m. rolled around, friends began to get nervous, wondering if Sammy was all right. Sammy's best friend, Leo Botello, decided that it was time to check on her, making his way into her home. Once he got there, he noticed that the front door was securely locked, but as he walked around to the back, he saw that the back doors were left wide open. Hesitantly, he entered the home, finding that it had been completely ransacked. Not only that, Sammy was lying dead on the floor, covered in bruises, only wearing a slip and a blanket haphazardly thrown over her. Sammy's cause of death was determined to be strangulation, and it appeared that robbery was the motive. Her gun had been stolen and her purse was emptied. However, her expensive jewelry that she owned was still present in the house. This led investigators to wonder if there was another motive that had led to the killing, and if the robbery was just staged to cover that up. Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. Sammy's beloved dog, a German Shepherd, was left unharmed as well.
I know, I just heard this gruesome story that is like horrible, but like, why is it always the stress about the animal? I don't know.
I'm always worried about the animals. No, I get it. I was like, no, he's good. So he was left unharmed, and it appeared that he hadn't attacked anyone. Her neighbors thought it was really strange that there was no barking. Mm-hmm. They said that dog was so attached to her that they were just shocked that there was no barking. They didn't understand, so she must have known her attacker.
Yeah.
It's also noted that the police had to remove the dog from her body because the dog wouldn't leave her. Which just breaks my heart.
Okay. Oh, so sad.
Poor puppers. Yeah. I don't know the puppy's name. Mm. It's not included in this, but so sad. So let's see here. She was buried at Calvary. I don't know why I'm having a hard word saying that. Calvary Hill Cemetery in Dallas, Texas. So a few suspects came to light in the days after the slaying, but not many. The police had, Sammy herself had made mention in a letter about the mayor Thomas Miller's son, Jack.
Okay.
So Jack, the mayor's son, he had asked for her hand in marriage, but she had refused. I find interesting if she's a sex worker.
And if the son is the mayor. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she stated that when she refused, he became furious and vowed to get revenge on her. How many ways can I say this?
Revenge.
Jesus. Jeez Louise. Yes. Thank you. There were local rumors that the son then disappeared shortly after the murder as well. However, both of the mayor's sons were 20 years younger than Sammy, and both were accounted as living in Jerome as late as the 1940s. So, not sure how, but why would she write that?
Why would she write, like, that their age difference was, like, a negative?
Or, like, but if the age difference, like, who cares if he was 20 years younger than her? Like, why would she write that he proposed to her if he didn't? Right?
What do you mean?
Because she wrote in a letter to her family that he proposed to her.
Oh.
And so they're saying, like, he's 20 years younger than her. Like, why would he do that? But, like, why would she write that in a letter?
Yeah. Unless she if she wasn't excited that he proposed.
No. So he proposed to her and she said no. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm gonna get my revenge on you. She wrote that scenario in a letter.
Oh, she was telling her family because she knew he was gonna kill her.
Right.
I get what the mayor, sorry.
Yeah, but no, you're okay. But they're saying like I probably did a bad job. Like, there's no way he did it because he's 20 years younger than her And like, why would he do that? That's like this. That's their argument.
That's not a good argument.
Right. Because like, why would she do that? Like,
she was clearly it doesn't matter nervous if... for her life.
Exactly.
Like, she was concerned that he was going to follow through on his threat.
I feel like he did. She also had a boyfriend at the time who was described as a hard miner and a fighter. Seems strange. But it appears that he was never questioned by police. So,
well, you have to assume really he knows what she does for a job. That wasn't
probably
very secret. I would assume I'd be hard to keep it a secret in a small town.
Right.
But maybe he didn't know.
Maybe. I don't know. So the full lists of suspects that were given by the police were the mayor himself, Tom Miller, his son, Jack Miller. And then the sheriff's son, Burt Owens, and then her good friend, Leo Portello, which was the one who found her body. Those were the four suspects that the police named.
I wonder why he got mixed into it.
I know, like, you have these like big names. You have the mayor, the mayor's son, the sheriff's son, and then her friend. Like, did you just need to like throw someone else in there to like make it seem
that
plausible?
We just really don't know what we're doing? To me, it seems like they're like, so many options, no way to know. Right. Like, no way, and then to know. And then the public is just like, yeah, like you can't definitively say one over the other because there are so many of them.
Right. Well, and like I said, her murder is still to this day unsolved. I thought that was an interesting story, mainly because of the suspects and just an example of how violent this town was.
And who's, I mean, I haven't done any research on the murder, but were they definitive that it was one person? Could it have been all of their suspects?
Probably not Leo. Her friend probably was innocent. But
like,
it makes sense. The sheriff, like, I feel like it was maybe the boys, like the sheriff's son, the mayor's son, and then like the mayor
needed
to like
cover
up to
make sure. Yeah, the mayor and the sheriff needed to cover it up to
keep it quiet.
Oh my god. So and like this girl didn't even reciprocate those feelings.
Yeah. Like she didn't want
she had a boyfriend.
Who she did not want.
Yeah. It's and like if it was anything other than a letter of warning to her family that she received a threat, like she had that shows no interest.
Yeah, I feel like it's unsolved, but like, is it? Seems well, like they pretty much knew who did it.
Yeah. So do they claim that she, like, are there any hauntings from her or anything like that?
No hauntings. Just just an interesting story. And again, I just I thought it highlighted probably the culture of the town.
In that town.
Yeah, and this was in 1930s. Like, this is not that long ago.
No, it's not.
So, yeah.
Wow. That is scary. Leslie, you did do a scary story. It's scary.
Oh, good. yeah, so we've got, like, dead people in the, you know, on the streets and the walls, and we've got sheriff's kids killing people, so, allegedly.
Well, and you have to kind of wonder how those two are tied together, because who's to say that all of the cosmic energy in that area doesn't like pull chaos?
I think like, it absolutely pulls chaos.
Well, and again, we're imagining that this mining town is not different than the mining town that Leslie told us about a couple months ago. So there were probably riots and there were probably rich people killing workers when they try to unionize or strike. There's probably a lot of violence within the community on each other because there's violence happening on a grander scale. So yeah, this, and you have to kind of question like, we don't believe in coincidences, but if you could question if it was a coincidence or if it's like, no, that all of that energy is still in that soil. And that's why there were murders happening in 1930 that were very suspicious.
I think so.
Yeah.
I definitely think that people, like, I think maybe there are bad people in this world, but if you're a bad person and you're in an environment that's literally built on death and bad energy, like, it's just going to feed the fire and you're just going to continue to make bad and evil and dark choices, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah. So that's like crazy. That is a crazy town.
I think it's also similar, like, along the lines of where there's a lot of like suicides in places like this, like in prisons. And I think it is because that energy, that sadness, that fear, like, lives in, like, is alive almost in, like, the walls.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of pain and anger and hurt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The more that, like, we kind of look into this stuff, it's just like, it is all combined. Like, it makes sense. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe to some people we sound like we're going on these, like, crazy tangents, but, like, it makes sense.
I don't know how. I mean, like, I'm sure we do sound crazy to some people. I don't know how you can honestly say that, though. I mean, like, how you can say that it's all combined is like it's goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It's no different than, I guess it's okay. I get the way I see it. It's like if you're a child and you know, your parents argue all the time and you don't have a lot of food, and, like, while you may not, that child, you know, isn't a bad person, like, they hear nothing but bad. Mm-hmm. So then they think that's normalized. They think that's okay. That's just what they know. And then they grow up and that's how they live it. Like, I feel like it's the exact same thing. Just because you can't, like, hear with your ears the conversations in these places that are happening, I think your subconscious can pick up on the remnant energy and the conversations that are still probably just replaying. They're not actively happening. They're just replaying in the space. Like, your subconscious still hears that stuff. And so it still is, like, bleeding into you, I feel.
Yeah. It's like a vibration that our human ears can't pick up on, but, like, our everything that's tethered to the energy of where we are can feel it.
Like, our souls can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of like when all of these, like, places have devastating stories and just, like, horrible things happening, and they happen all over the place. There's not somewhere that's more unique than another place, which I think goes to show, like, how this country was acquired might be our curse to bear for many generations.
Yeah, I think our land is cursed 100%.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, it can be overwhelming and, like, heavy to think like that a lot of the time, because then it kind of can get into the dark, depressy, like, there's no way out. Yeah. But, like, what I take, like, comfort in is knowing, like, while there is all of that energy, there is so much overpowering good that you can also tap into. It's almost like it's like a muscle, and you have to decide what you want funneling into your energy. If you want positive or negative, that's up to you. But you'll get what you put out is what you receive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Karma is neither good nor bad. It just is.
Yeah, it just is. I like that a lot. So, oh my gosh, that was really good, Leslie. I am spooked, but it's just, like, on a deeper, like,
on a more fucked up level spooked.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could provide that for you.
Yeah, and thank you to Bear for allowing us to share your story. Definitely will want to hear more about the stuff that you learned on that tour. If you can remember it, we would love a little bit of a deep dive.
I just wish I don't know, I guess we're manifesting it. Like, one day I just want to do just, like, road trips, and I want to do these types of tours. Like, I want to live our Zach Bagans life. Like, I just want to go on a ghost hunt so bad and experience these places.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that we'll get there. We just have to keep chugging forward and manifesting. Something Leslie shared with me before we go. You sent our Spotify Wrapped.
I did.
So I would really love to save that and share it on our social media, just so everybody can kind of just see. It was really positive. It felt like there was a lot of growth involved.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. And if you're listening, if you're watching, a big shout out. Thank you so much for sticking with us. You know, I guess we're coming up to the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not going to do our, you know, new moon, new us, new moon, new year. Mm-hmm. As just see that little stroke there, new year, new us. but really, just I'm really proud of us, and I think we have grown a lot this year. And thanks for sticking around and listening and supporting us. If you have,
And well, I mean, to acknowledge the growth that you've had, you have to kind of look back. Every now and then. So looking back at what we've accomplished, I'm really, really proud of us. And I just think it'll continue to get better.
Yeah, me too. So love that for us.
Yeah.
So mushy. And we haven't plugged it in a while, but you know what to do. The best way for us to grow is like, review, wherever you're listening. If reviews are available, you can also review us on like Facebook. I'm trying to think. I'm sure there's other places that you can maybe review us. So if you see a star rating wherever you're watching, that would be lovely. So let us know what you think.
Yes.
And if you have nothing else to say, and I have nothing else to say, then on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.